Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur on this topic of eating unkosher, soldiers eating unkosher. We digressed. The first shiur we presented a number of kashas. In the second and third shiurim, we digressed onto the topic of how much money to spend on mitzvahs, seemingly unrelated, but of course it's very related. And now in this shiur, hopefully we're going to come to a better understanding back to the sugya of eating unkosher meat, soldiers eating kosher meat. The Rambam, Perek Ches, Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Aleph, and the Shaila of the Gemara about Evari Basar Nechira. The Gemara asks, when they brought Basar Nechira, non-shechted meat, into Eretz Yisrael, which according to Rabbi Kiva was Mutter in the Midbar, the Gemara asks, they allow to eat it once they bring it into Eretz Yisrael. So on this the Rosh writes in Simon Chof Gimel, after he was machriach that it has to be that there's an afkamina in this shayla also bizman hazeh, and he writes that the afkamina is the person asserted himself be'echad min haminim mizman yadua ve'ilach. He asserted himself with one of these species from a certain time and onwards. Ukshegia hazman hayalo me'osa hamin shaya oichel v'hoylech ad shehigia hazman. And when the time came, he had from that same species on which from which he asserted himself. Is it mutter from to eat what remained in his hand? So he asked at a certain time, and now he still has it. Is he allowed to eat it? Inami, another nafkamina would be that Beis Din wanted to ask for something, like they asked Gvinos Akum, v'chayotze b'hem. Is it usher when you have, from the time the Beis Din asked it, let's say you have it in your hand from before the time the Beis Din asked it in the Noda B'Yehuda? So is it mutter now? Now the Beis Din asked it, but you had it from before. So that's the same shaila of Basar Nechira, which is mutter in the Midbar. The shaila is it also mutter in Eretz Yisrael now that Basar Nechira, non-shechted meat, is asur? The Noda B'Yehuda in Yoredei and Siman Samach Dalet, the Tzlach there, and the Sefer Jush Letzion, Daf Mem and Daf Samach Vav, asks, all the same person, that if that's the case, why should a Nazir be usher in the wine that he had from before he was a Nazir? Or why should he be usher to become Tamei to Mesim that were already dead before he was a Nazir? And he also asks the Iker Shaila of the Gemara, why only the Gemara asks L'gabei Eivari Basar Nechira, which is only L'fishitas Rabbi Akiva, and not B'chol Macholas Asuros, that was mutter to them before Matan Torah? And then we should discuss, are they usher also after Matan Torah if they already had them? These are the kashas of the Noda B'Yehuda. And he also asks, B'diuk Divrei HaRosh, he writes, Nader Mizman Yadua. Why does it say that he made a neder from a certain time? Why doesn't he just say from today? And then the shaila is what's going to be from the food he had until today. And then Viter, when the Rosh talks about the Beis Din, he doesn't say Mizman Yadua. He says, when the Beis Din makes a gzera, when they ask you something, is it usher only from here on in, or what you had in your hand before is mutter? Or no, even what you had in your hand before is usher. But there he doesn't write Mizman Yadua, that at a certain time in the future they make. He just says that the issue is from today, not that they make a gzera for the certain future time. The issue is today. So he was he gave a little bit of a forced interpretation to give pshat. But if you look in the Tzlach there, in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Sefer Asvin Doiraisa, in Klal Aleph, you see that the only shaila was L'gabei Nechira, because before they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was a din matir, Nechira had a din matir kishchita, like we see in the sugi there, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Nechira is zeshalahem zoi shchitas, and that's their shchita. And since it became mutter, because it had a proper shchita kaviyachal. But other isurim, once they become usher, it's pashut that they're usher. But then Rabbi Kiveger didn't explain that if that's true, then what's the suffix? The heter was already chal. Tzlach says maybe the isur is that it's she'en ozavuach. The Kli Chemda talks about this. Sof Parshas Ve'eschanan, and also Kovet Ta'aris Yevam Simen and Tezai Zayin Ayin Sham. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that the suffix is that maybe it was Nasser, but nevertheless it was Nasser, even though there was a chalos het there, Nechiras and Zoish Chitasan, nevertheless it became Aser now they got into Eretz Yisrael. But I don't understand. If it's Mutter, it's not an Avela, then Ma Pitom, then now it became Aser? And if the whole vort is dafka by nechira, because the nechira is like the shechita, then the suffix should only be by nechira. And now, like the Rush writes, that it's by other things as well, by making a neder, a min min aminim, or the gzer, the tikkun of the beis din. So Rabbi Kiva Eger fear dois was a he zachisi lahavin divrei Rush v'hem neflo mimeni. I wasn't zoich to understand the Rush, and it's beyond me. So Gaon Rav David Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains as follows. Based on what we explained in the earlier Shiurim, that there's a din miyuchad al akiras dvar Torah. There's two din. There's being over on a tzivui, and then there's being okir divrei Torah. And when the Torah was given, and the parish of Nevelu was given, that you're now letting Torah shlo nishchat, somebody who does is okir dover min haTorah. If he eats Torah shlo nishchat, he's okir dover min haTorah. Even though there's a chalos heter b'cheftza. Why is there a chalos heter b'cheftza? Because he did nechira on this animal. And nechira is a chalos heter on the cheftza. Nevertheless, it's akiras divrei Torah, the second aspect. You weren't over on the tzivui, but it's akiras divrei Torah. Because sof, the Torah says, achila b'shchita. And he's being okay what it says in the Torah, achila b'lo shchita. So what's the chalos heter on the meat? Seder gamor. But your person is still being over on what it says in the Torah. He's okir what it says in the Torah, because the Torah says with shechita and he's eating without shechita. You know, there's no risur b'cheftza. So what is then the clair of Rabbi Yirmiyah and the Gemara about Basar Nechira? Is the amira of the Torah, when the Torah says to shecht, does that relate to what remained? And if that's the case, then it's a siya neged haTorah, and it's akira, or no? Maybe it's only lahaba, and not what remained, and then it's not even akira. So mitzad the etzem lav, the etzem iser of eating on kosher, clean hands, you're cool, because chalos heter, you did nechira nechira shchita. But self calls self, nechira makes it kosher like shchita, that makes the animal kashers the animal. But still, when the person eats it, self. He's eating meat that hasn't been shechted. And that's akiras haTorah. That is akiras haTorah, because the Torah says to eat meat that's shechted. And shechted with a knife properly. So the midbar nechira worked. Maybe not in Eretz Yisrael. And that's akiras haTorah. Or maybe not. But again, there's a chalos heter on the meat. Just the person's oker the Torah and eats without shechita. And therefore it's pashut, like we mentioned before, but the nazir, of course the nazir is aser b'chol yayin of b'chol mesim, because now he has a sibas iser. He has a sibas iser to aser it. So what's a shaila? Doesn't matter which wine and which mace. Now there's a sibas iser. He's not allowed to drink wine. This is wine. And now that we come to mace, this guy's dead. Who cares if he died before he became a nazir? And also after Matan Torah. I mean, what they had before Matan Torah. A guy has something before Matan Torah. There's still a sibas iser. And since it's a Sibas Eser, Pashat Shakol Aser. And not that the Rosh writes about Xeris Bezdin, the Aser, let's say, Gvina Sakum, Shloko Sakum. So we have to say that the Siba for the Iser is only on the Gvinos and the Shlokos of now. Because why didn't the rabbis Aser it earlier? It must be the earlier Gvinos and Shlokos that they had as Beseder. But still, the tzivui ha-beizdin was bestam, and it's usur to go neged tzivui ha-beizdin. And that's the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Is a tzivui al-sha'ovar also or not? Is this tzivui al-sha'ovar? And in a neder, if he asks her something, he's mechadesh on himself, a siba lesser mitzad oisig dover. So now he has the Siba says, sir, of course it's usher to him if he makes a neder from today. So now he has the Siba and Tvaday usher. Because he says it's usher. So he says it's usher for me to drink apple juice. Okay? So now He's not allowed to drink apple juice. He's ostered on himself apple juice. But if he does it from a certain time, he mentions a certain time, so that time is goyrim the isser. And those that are before the time don't have sibas ha'isser. But yet he didn't explain. And the neder is chalafi diburo. So what's munach vus lit in dein verter? What's mamunach b'diburo? What's in his words? That's the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Did he mean also what I had from before, or no? He says, from Gimel Sivan, I'm not going to drink apple juice. So did he mean the apple juice he also had before? No. Gimel Sivan is the Sibas Isser. And what he meant is only from Gimel Sivan and on, but not what I had before. No, maybe he only meant what he had from Gimel Sivan. Shach and Yoredei and Simon Reishit Ches, if Gimel brings the Yam Shel Shlomo and Chulin, who's massing on the Rosh, then in a neder you go after Loshem B'nei Adam. He says to the Rosh, what are you talking about? You're shtelling tzu. The Rosh's idea about neder, a shayla about neder, from Zman Mesuyam to the Rabbi Yirmiyah and the Gemara, you're a little bit dumb. You go after Loshem B'nei Adam. The Gemara is not about Loshem B'nei Adam. It's Nechira Mutter when they come to Eretz Yisrael. Is it Aser? It's nothing to do with Loshem B'nei Adam. So that's the Amshel Shlomo that the Shach brings. And the Shach says, no. It's Pasha that if there's Lashem B'nei Adam, you go after Lashem B'nei Adam. The Rosh is talking about when there isn't any Lashem B'nei Adam. Fi amakum l'fi azman. So we're done. Fi Lashem be'etzem. Like the Shiloh of Yirmiyah. What's the Lashem of the Torah? What did the Torah mean when it was Matir, Basar, Nechira before, but not after they came to Eretz Yisrael? So now it appears follows. Says Rav Man. That's how we started. The gather of the Yisr L'das HaRambam to eat. The gather of the Heter to eat B'shas Melchama, unkosher food. Since the Alfusa is, from what the Torah says, Kol Tov, that it's good. U'batim Aleim Kol Tov. You can eat stuff the houses are filled with good. And we say that's even talking about Chazir. So this is not telling us that the Isser itself is Mutter. It's just telling us that B'shas Milchama, the Achila is a Maisa which doesn't have a Mashma'ut Me'ever L'Maisa Atzma. It doesn't have any meaning beyond the Maisa itself. And therefore, the only discussion is the Isser and Heter of the Maisa itself, and not in the meaning that the Maisa has Klapei HaTorah. Because it says in the Pasuk, it's Kol Tov. Batim Aleim Kol Tov. So if it's Batim Aleim Kol Tov, then it can't be Neged HaTorah. It's not Akiras Dovrim in HaTorah. Because the Torah said it's Kol Tov. So that's not being Okay the Torah. So that's the way it is at a time of war. There is no mashmos besides the actual maisa. So here the guy has nothing to eat. The Rambam says he's hungry. It's nothing to eat. So it's not bikuach nefesh. But this is no different, and this is why we got into the whole discussion of hotzas mamon. If you remember from the previous two shiurim, I hope you heard them, that it's no less than hotzas mamon. Hotzas mamon is a hagbala b'chiyuv atzivui. Right, we said that anachu mitchashvim, we do pay attention to money. If you're not chayav to spend money, that means that you can't. That you can't do it, and it makes it heter. So here also, this is a hagbala in the tzivui. That the Torah said not to eat on kosher. So being okher davar min haTorah is not okher davar min haTorah, because the Torah said kol tuv. It's not akira. But what about the mice itself of eating on kosher? So, even if it's not pikuach nefesh, but it's like requiring the guy to spend money, it's a hagbala in the chiyuv atzivui. So if the guy's hungry, that far he's not obligated to go, not to eat on kosher, b'shas milchama. according to this, the Abiezri discusses somebody who has what to eat, but he dafka wants a davar aser. And amal daber, he can't eat it. Because we're talking about this guy actually being hungry. We're talking about this guy, if he's hungry, that's hagbala b'chiyuv atzivui. And this is like what the Radbaz writes in the Tshuvas brought in the Pesachei Tshuva in Yeridea Kufnun Zayin. If a person is among the Goyim, how much money does he have to spend when he has no machal heter? How much to eat kosher? Radbaz says, kol mamono! Why kol mamono? Because like we discussed in the earlier shir, because this is machmas akira satara. By Chalutzei Tzaba, we don't have akira satara. But when a person is not a chalutzei tzava, because the Torah says kol tuv, so it's not a kiras haTorah. When a person, we said when it comes to a kiras haTorah, there's no hagbalah. There's no limits in the yisur. You got to go to all lengths. Either die, if it's the big three, or all your money, if it's not. But if it's just the maisa itself, if it's just an aver itself without a kiras haTorah, then there's a hagbalah in the chiyuv. What's the hagbalah? That if you're hungry, you don't have to be hungry. You're allowed to eat, just like you don't have to spend for an essay. That's more than a fifth. But if a person's in a place among goyim, and he wants to get machalei heter, he has to spend all of his money, because there it's akiras divrei Torah. Akiras divrei Torah, to spend all your money, as we discussed. But b'chalutzei tzava, it's not a kiras haTorah, so all you're dealing with is the maisa itself. And the maisa itself, there's hagbala mechi and then the tzibui. And hagbala is not if you're hungry. And with this we can understand the Gemara, because the Gemara says, this Psar Nechira is in Mutter when they come into Eretz Yisrael. So we ask, so the Gemara says, wait a second, they're allowed to eat on kosher, they're allowed to even eat Chazir. So they're certainly allowed to eat Psar Nechira. So we asked Akasha, no, that according to the Rambam there's a difference. Because outs eating on kosher, they're only allowed to eat, they're hungry. And we said Psar Nechira, we're asking if they're allowed to eat it, even if they're not hungry. So be an afkamina, Psar Nechira, when they're not hungry and you can't learn from regular unkosher food. That was our kasha. Based on what we said, we understand the Gemara beautifully. Because why would a vari nechira be aser? Not because there's a chetzedi sura, because it's not. It's a chetzedi tera. It had nechira. So what's the problem? The problem is akira. The problem is they're uprooting what it says in the Torah. The Torah says to eat with shechita. But akira doesn't apply in wartime. That's what we said before. But the Malayim called tub. It's tub. It's not considered akira satara. So b'shar macholas asuras that don't have an isra atzmi, the Rambam said that they have an isra atzmi. They have a lav. So the Rambam says they have to be hungry, because that's the agbala in the lav. It's asur to eat on kosher unless they're hungry. That far you don't have to go. To be hungry, if you're a soldier, to be hungry, that you don't have to do. But when it comes to an animal that you had nechira, that had nechira done, so there it's going to be mutter even if you're not hungry. You can't say it's going to be an afkamin if you're not hungry. It's pashut, it's mutter even if you're not hungry. Why? Because again, mitzad the lav, it's a chavta datera. It doesn't have an isra atzmi. And it's also not a kira satara, because it's considered batim aleim kol tuv. So that's Gemara's kasha. So what's a nafkamina? Was it Besar Nechir when they came into Eretz Yisrael? Is it mutter? Of course it's mutter. They're allowed to even eat chazir. Of course they're allowed to eat the smita that was once mutter. I don't know. The smita that was maybe we're talking about when they're not hungry. No, it's poshut. Even when they're not hungry, they're allowed to eat the smita because it doesn't have not the chavtadi sura because it was shechted, because it had a matir. It was in the midbar. That they didn't hear, which is considered like shechita. And now you're going to tell me now they're eating without shechita, that's considered akiras davar min haTorah. It's not, because that doesn't apply to chalutzei tzava. Gemara is a good kasha. What's the nafkamin in the shal of Yirmiyah? And with this, we can far enferin the kasha of the dvar avram chelik aleph simen yud aleph osvav b'chalutzei tzava. Does this heter apply also to goyim? Are they allowed to eat things that are forbidden to them? Are they allowed to eat Avram and Achai? So if it's aser to them, then as the Dvar Avram avers, he says, Mistama, the heter doesn't apply by Akum. But it says by Yifas Toar, Meek immediately Yisrael Sharol B'nei Noach Aser. Can you have something that to a Jew is mutter and to a guy is aser? How can it be this mutter for us and aser for them? But based on what we said, according to the Ramban, only the Jews were allowed B'Melchemes Eretz Yisrael. So it's Pashut that Akum is aser, and there's no problem that it's mutter for us and aser to them. They don't have such a chetimtzi of Melchemes Eretz Yisrael. By us, it's only heter by Melchemes Eretz Yisrael, not by them. They don't have such a thing. It's only akasha according to Shitsa Rambam. And how could it be according to the Rambam that it's aser for them? How could it be us for them and mutter for us? Because according to the Rambam, this heter applies to all wars. Based on what we said in a previous shiur, Akum don't have this inyan of Akiras HaTorah. And therefore they're not chayiv kol mamonim al alosaseh. And therefore they also don't have this hagbala of ein lo mayochal. Meaning if ein lo mayochal, they can eat. Even shelo b'mulchama. So it really is mutter for them. So he said, "Mechalutzei tzava, mistama, don't have this head." According to the Rambam, how can that be? And it's mutter for us and aser for them. How can that be? So according to the Ramban, it's Melchemes Eretz Yisrael. No hechitimsi for them by Melchemes Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Rambam, it's taka mutter for them, because for them they don't have a kiras haTorah. And therefore, if it's stam also for them to eat, if they're hungry, then there's a limit in how far you go. When it comes to, we only go kol mamon alosaseh, because that's akiras davar min haTorah, but they don't have Torah. So there's a lot more to say, and I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach to finish explaining this Rambam. I mean, never finish, but to have more insight. But Baruch Hashem, reading the flaws mitaras Hashem, and we should be zochel lilmod l'olam eidlishma v'lasel l'kayim is called divrei sam v'teras v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.